I am human cyborg related.
Okay, that's the intro.
I'm always thinking, like, you know, maybe this could be it. It's like an audition each episode. Welcome back to Wilco the Podcast. Welcome to season 2, episode 1. I am Lance Hill. Morgan, how you doing?
Oh man, I'm good. I'm excited to kick off season 2. I feel like we've been gearing up for this for a while and it's finally here.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been looking forward to this for a while. We've been throwing around different themes. I'm stoked we're finally doing it, man. I feel like I've been hounding you, like, Morgan, you free tonight?
Well, we've been trying to get some guest interviews lined up, and that's kind of taken a little bit of the priority to tease that a little bit. But yeah, I'm glad we're doing this.
We're joining the crowd. You know, it feels like there's so many Wilco podcasts out there.
Yes.
Wilco is being talked about very much so these days.
Yeah. Yeah, we should probably shout out the Wilco podcast universe, if you will.
Yeah, the Wilcoverse.
We interviewed the Wilco Will Love You ladies last season, but they are back with some great guest episodes. So check them out, as well as another podcast called Shoving Wilco. So some good Wilco content out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even Marvel's getting in on it. Like Doctor Strange 3, into the Wilcoverse. It's,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's
we'll go ahead and cut that. we're in good company these days, Morgan. There are three active Wilco podcasts that we know of. It's Renaissance time for Wilco.
Hey, I'm not complaining. Lance, we did some summer spotlight episodes where we kind of caught up with each other each month, but I got to check in with you one more time. How was your summer? What was your biggest... What was the biggest highlight of summer 23?
Wow. Some of the highlights were the concerts that I got to go to this year, which if you have already heard our summer spotlight, I've kind of reviewed those. I got to meet The National. That's probably the peak. I got to catch Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour. I got to see Jeff Tweedy solo.
First Aid Kit. I think that
First
was
Aid Kit.
Summer.
Yeah. 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 It's been great. Postal Service and Death Cab are coming through Denver on a sold-out tour in a week or two.
Did you get tickets for that?
No, but I'm still debating.
Okay, because the Chicago show I was not quick enough on, and there's like 4 tickets left on StubHub, and they're like $400 a pop.
Oh, okay.
So
you're thinking about it, is what I'm hearing.
I'm not dropping that cash for a general admission ticket. I'm too cheap for that, but. Yeah, you had a pretty musical summer,
yeah,
Lance.
Yeah.
You got around.
Yeah,
I got to catch Sigur Rós on a work trip a couple weeks back. They were in Minneapolis, and I just happened to be there for work. Jumped on StubHub, and someone had like just put a ticket on for face value. I snagged it and ended up sitting next to the person that sold me the ticket.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, and. It was just really fun to connect with a total stranger about our love for Sigur Rós, and he's also a young father, and those are fun experiences.
That's amazing. That's cool. Yeah,
to meet people.
Yeah, connecting with the fellow fan is peak concert experience.
Yeah, like it could have been really awkward, but it ended up being cool. So, and they played with the Wordless Music Orchestra. Which was like a 40 or 50 piece orchestra. I've seen Sigur Rós. This was my third time, and every time has been very different. This is the first time I've seen them play with a full orchestra, and it was pretty special. They didn't come to many places in North America, and Minneapolis was one of the stops. So I was kind of lucky.
I'm so glad you went. Because you have been such a diehard fan of that band for years.
Yeah, I no regrets there. But that was kind of the extent of the music I saw this summer. So
yeah,
pretty fun summer. Went really fast as always, but I'm glad to be back here with you doing the thing.
Me too.
A few housekeeping notes before we get started. You may or may not have been tuning in with us this summer, but we did a monthly installment of Wilco the Podcast called the Summer Spotlight Series. We covered one band member each month, a band member that we felt didn't get a lot of love in season one.
Yeah.
So we covered Pat Sansone, Glenn Cochi, and Michael Jorgensen.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun with those. So if you haven't checked those out, go back and check those out. Those were fun.
They're fantastic members of Wilco, and we have no endless shout outs to Jeff Tweedy. So that was great to learn more about them. And I appreciate, as if I needed this, but I appreciate Wilco even more, especially like the live shows where you can be like, oh, what's Pat Sansone doing over there? And now we have this kind of like background appreciation for them. So if you haven't heard it yet, check it out. You might have some fun with it.
Absolutely. And so for season two, we're going to be kind of on a bi-weekly release schedule with a few weekly situations in the event of having a guest on. So you should have some pretty regular Wilco the Podcast content this fall.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have a few guests in the pipeline we're really excited about. We won't tease them just yet, but we are excited for what we got coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. And the episodes, like the topics that you and I have thrown around, I think we're going to have some fun.
Yeah. We have some themes that we didn't get to in season one that we're excited to finally tackle. But yeah, we just want to say again, thank you for listening and being part of this conversation with us. And we want to hear from you. So what are some themes you'd like to hear us explore? What are your Wilco stories? Hit us up on Instagram at Wilco the Podcast. Or shoot us an email at wilcothepodcast@gmail.com and we'll probably reply or shout you out on the podcast.
Kind of going back to what you were just saying about connecting with fans, I told you about this, Morgan, but I had such a delightful interaction with a fan, Michael Haley. Michael's a listener, so hello, Michael. Michael is in the Colorado area, which is kind of why he private messaged me on my own personal Instagram account. And he just said, hey, you know, I'm old long-term fan of the band pretty much since the beginning. And he gave us some really kind feedback. And I was telling Morgan just, oh my goodness, it meant so much to hear from someone that was such a big fan of the band and that is choosing to listen to us. That made my day. And so, seriously, if you want to say hi, we'd love to hear you. He gave some ideas for potential guests. We're going back and forth these days. So yeah, seriously, say hi, give us a follow. You know, we've always been the type of podcast where we're like, we don't want to like do the classic, you know, ads on a podcast or be sure to hit the like and subscribe. But I'm about to break
that. But go ahead and hit that.
You know,
smash
we're
that
not
subscribe button.
We're not going to continue to do this, but hey, if you do want to, you know, hit us up on Apple Podcasts and leave a review, hey, that kind of boosts the amount that we're seeing, and we'd love to connect with more of you. So if you feel so inclined, feel free.
That's what it's all about, right? Is connecting with fellow Wilco fans.
That's right.
All right. Now that the housekeeping small talk is out of the way, let's get into episode one of season two, Lance.
Boom, let's go.
We are talking tonight about encores.
Yes.
Because if this is our encore season, if you will. Not that anyone really asked for, but we're giving it to you anyway.
Yeah. This was a theme that came from the brainchild of Allison Mabry Morgan.
That's correct. My wife, shout out to Allison. She also came up with the Summer Spotlight title. So I guess we can give her like a producer credit.
I don't know if I knew that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Encores.
So we should kind of set the ground rules tonight.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Morgan and I both chose two songs. One of these songs is an encore that Wilco recurringly opens up with, And then the second choice is one that we personally wish they would encore with. So my, Morgan, I don't know about you. I'm going to go first of all with their, what they actually choose. And then my second choice will be what I would love to see them choose.
Cool. So to extend the ground rules a bit, Lance, you have seen Wilco several times. I don't know. What's the official count?
I think it's 12.
12 times. I've only seen Wilco 3 times. So for newer listeners of the podcast, that's kind of the dynamic here, is Lance has been a fan a lot longer than I have. So I've only seen Wilco 3 times. So my first choice is going to be my favorite Wilco encore that I have witnessed so far.
Oh, wow.
And okay. I think it's a song that they do encore with, but it's not like always a go-to encore. It might show up in their set list.
Got it. Okay. So I guess my choice is one that I have seen, but I was willing to go beyond, like, it could have been really old school and I would have been okay with it, but that's cool. That's cool. All right, Morgan, let's jump in with the first pick of the night. What do you got?
Okay. So like I said, I'm going to go with a firsthand experience. I mentioned I've seen Wilco live 3 times. 2 of those times were at Solid Sound 2022 with you, Lance. Mm-hmm. And the 3rd time was also with you at the Riviera here in Chicago back in March of 23. So not a huge pot to choose from, but I'm going to go with a song that we heard at Solid Sound on May 28th, 2022. And that song was Jesus Etc.
Oh,
featuring Michelle Zauner of Japanese Breakfast on vocals. And Japanese Breakfast had just opened essentially for Wilco before their set.
Yeah.
All right. So let's hear a clip from Solid Sound 22. This is Wilco featuring Michelle Zauner of Japanese Breakfast on Jesus Etc.
Jesus, don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can
So Jesus Etc., we've shouted out on the show. Obviously, it's one of their biggest hits.
My favorite Wilco song.
Yeah, your favorite Wilco song. One of the best known Wilco songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what made this experience so special is, you know, we've talked a lot on this podcast about Wilco's humility and how they kind of, you know, especially on the Summer Spotlight episodes, we're talking about like the sheer talent and skill of these musicians and how they kind of humble themselves to let the cohesive sound of the band rise. And I think in this moment, you kind of see this humility come out a little bit. You have Jeff Tweedy abandoning lead vocals on probably one of their most anticipated songs of any set list.
Yeah.
And letting another musician's talent shine through. You know, I think personally, Michelle Zauner crushed it. I wasn't left feeling like, oh man, I wanted to hear Tweedy sing Jesus Etc. I was kind of like, wow, this is a really special experience and something that, you know, you're not going to get at any Wilco show. I think the best encore songs are the songs that surprise us and kind of catch us off guard. And this was a huge surprise, a welcome treat. I would say, you know, there are these encore songs that, like, you come to expect a band to play. Like, I'll use The National, a favorite example. They're typically going to play Vanderlyle, Crybaby Geeks, which is a fantastic song, and I'm bummed if they don't play it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think the encore songs that I love are the ones that are just, like, the songs you don't see coming. And even though Jesus Etc., you may have seen it coming, you didn't see this extra layer. Anyway, that was a special experience.
Let's seek rest, all you
I will say also that later in 2022 at the Pitchfork Music Fest, Tweety joined Japanese Breakfast for their set on stage. Japanese Breakfast was, it was kind of a reversal. They were covering Jesus, Etc. And but Tweety came on and sang lead, but Michelle Zauner was also singing for most of the choruses. So there was more of like an interplay. So yeah, I think that was a special experience.
Oh, it totally was. And in addition to that, I remember they had violins at Solid Sound. And I was bummed because I had missed the 20th anniversary shows of the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I think it was called like We Are Trying to Break Your Heart. They didn't come to Denver, and most of those shows were sold out, if not all of them. But I knew that they had a violin group play that. And so I was not ever expecting to be able to hear Jesus, Etc. with the violins. Amazing.
That was the Izori Quartet. Is that who you're talking about, Lance? They were touring when Wilco was kind of promoting the special edition of Yankee, but they weren't at every show. They did a kind of a run of New York shows in April 2022.
Oh, really? They weren't at the Chicago shows, huh?
It looked like they were kind of just in that New York batch.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, I had remembered that Michelle Zauner had said the Japanese Breakfast song, Kokomo, Indiana, was directly influenced by Jesus, Etc. And I'm pulling up a quote. This is from Far Out magazine, and it's kind of talking about her performance with Jeff Tweedy at Pitchfork in summer 2022.
Right, because he performed Kokomo with the band, with Japanese Breakfast, right?
Yeah, yeah. She says, Jeff Tweedy is my favorite songwriter of all time. And then she says, the arrangement of Jesus, Etc. was the elegant perfection we strive for when we were recording Kokomo. And I think the reason I'm remembering that is I think that she might have said something about that at her set at Solid Sound. Anyway, there's some sort of influence there. That's an amazing song. We could talk about Jesus, Etc. every time on the show, and we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned that we had that experience a couple of times, but I just wanted to really solidify that in the canon.
Yeah, yep.
For the encore app. Yeah.
Love it.
What do you got for us, Lance?
All right, my first choice is a song that Wilco has recently been playing as an encore. This is from Cruel Country. This is the lead single, Falling Apart Right Now. Let's listen.
2, 3, 4. Now don't you fall apart while I'm falling apart. Why don't you get in line behind the tears I'm crying? I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're gonna have to learn when it isn't your turn.
All right, Morgan. Well, this is actually an encore that I got to hear in the fall of 2022 when Wilco played Red Rocks and they brought out Margot Price to sing this with them, which was cool. I would say this is such a fun, high energy, very country tune. This is like the band firing on all cylinders for this one, but they're also not going crazy. They're not reinventing the wheel. I think Wilco excels in a live venue with this type of song. There's kind of a looseness, there's a chemistry, it's palpable. I think it kind of captures old school Wilco, more like AM being there. And I am glad that they are still down to create like just classics like this one. And I do think it is that. It's like an instant classic, you know? But also I think this was a song that I chose featuring Pat Sansom this summer because he's kind of lead guitar on this one.
Mm-hmm.
they've been using this one as an encore. I'd say, you know, this is a pretty straightforward song. Lyrically, the singer's saying, I'm not okay right now, so you need to wait to fall apart until I'm through with my turn. And I especially like this lyric. I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're going to have to learn when it isn't your turn somehow.
I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're going to have to learn when it isn't your turn somehow.
Morgan, when I hear this song, I'm like, this singer is, he's kind of a jerk. That's just like not the way it works, you know, in relationships. Like,
that's how it works in our relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tweety was interviewed on World Cafe. This is a short quote, don't worry. But he said, I was just thinking about the nature of a lot of relationships that I'm aware of, like really healthy, good relationships. It seems like there's sort of an unspoken taking of turns of one person or the other needing more nurturing or needing to have more space to not quite have it together. Like, no, you can't fall apart. I'm the one falling apart. Get in line. End quote. And I when I heard that, I was like, that's really interesting because it almost seems like he's promoting this as like kind of like a healthy thing. And I don't know if that's what he's saying. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but yeah, I can't imagine telling my wife like you're gonna have to hold up because I'm a wreck right now. So
try it next time, see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be good for you guys.
Babe, it's a Wilco lyric.
Jeff Tweedy said this.
Morgan, you know what's cool? Is you and I heard this the very first two times this was ever played at Solid Sound.
Everything starts at Solid Sound, Lance.
Everything, yeah.
All good things begin in North Adams, Massachusetts.
I can't wait to go back. I also have fond memories of this being the first single from Cruel Country, and they did like that press release that was like, oh, we're going country. And for a second there, it was like, oh wow. And it took me a minute to warm up to it, but I do really like this one now.
It is a standout track from Cruel Country.
Any thoughts on it? You want to weigh in there?
Nah, I'm good, man.
Cheers. All right, folks, well, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up tonight. Thanks so much.
Cool. Welcome back to the High Energy Season 2.
Okay. All right, Morgan, hit us up. Take us to the town. Take us to the church to pray with it.
Are you asking for my second pick, Lance?
I'm asking for your second pick.
Okay.
Give the people what they want, please.
Yeah. Lance, my second pick of the night, it's kind of funny we're talking a lot about Wilco's countryside because I'm going to take us back to AM.
Mm.
Which is their most country album, I think.
You know, they played a lot of AM. Well, not a lot, but they played some AM after finishing the country set. They did.
Yeah, this is their most country roots, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
This song is Dash 7. Let's give it a listen.
Wow, I wasn't sure we would ever talk about this song on this show.
Seven in the air, drop to the sun, alone. Jets come.
All right, first of all, Lance, do you know what a Dash 7 is?
No.
It's a Canadian turboprop airliner that was produced in the 1970s, introduced in the 70s. And here's your Denver connection, Lance. The Dash 7 was largely used by Rocky Mountain Airways, and it serviced passengers in the Denver area.
I thought we were talking about a punctuation mark all this time.
Look, the Wikipedia page for Dash 7 even shouts out that the band Wilco wrote a song called Dash 7 on okay. AM. So it's a small propeller plane, and I don't want to downplay like the lyrics on AM, but I don't think There's a ton of reading into them.
Yeah.
So quick interpretation of the lyrics, I think it's just a song about Tweety being afraid of flying in small planes. So if there's some profound meaning that I'm missing, listeners, please let me know. So Dash 7, the reason I'm shouting this out for the encore topic is they've only played this song live 4 times ever. And that's according to their website, WilcoWorld.net. The last time they played this was the Riviera Theater in December 2014. So as I was saying earlier, I think the best encore songs surprise us. And to hear this song would be a huge surprise. So the first time they played this song live ever was in February 2008 at the Riviera in Chicago, and Andrew Bird was a guest musician on violin. There's a video of this on YouTube that we should probably drop in the show notes, and I guess I'll give credit to Q Bert Playa.
Oh yeah,
that's the YouTube account that uploaded this.
Love their work.
Yeah.
My parents almost named me that. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm just finding this here. We're learning things in real time. Here's a Dash 7 performance with Tweety and Nels Klein at Solid Sound 13 years ago in North Adams. And this is not listed on the Wilco World. Let's just say they've played this song 5 times. Either way, my point holds up. This is a rare song.
Yeah.
As I'm listening through AM, which admittedly I don't do very often, Dash 7 has always stood out to me as like the redheaded stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the song that you're surprised is included on there. If it wasn't for the pedal steel guitar that gives it that country theme, this song just I don't think would fit in the flow.
Yeah.
Feel free to disagree with me on that. Speaking of the pedal steel guitar, I do want to shout out that Lloyd Maines was featured on the original recording. Lloyd Maines, of course, never a member of Wilco, but he was a heavy contributor to AM, playing on I Must Be High, I Thought I Held You, It's Just That Simple, Blue Eyed Soul, and Dash 7. So anytime you hear a pedal steel guitar on AM, it's most likely Lloyd Maines. He's also the father of Natalie Maines, who you may know as the lead singer of The Chicks.
Whoa, what? You're taking us on a little roller coaster there.
Yeah, just a little tangent for you.
I love that.
And I wouldn't call this song experimental by any stretch, but I would say maybe it's kind of like a little hint to maybe what was to come from Tweety's songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you will humor me here for a minute, Lance, I think of where course. Dash 7 would fit perfectly in an encore is, you know, so at the end of Dash 7, you kind of hear this distant hum of like airplane engines. And I think that like white noise sound could blend really nicely into either Less Than You Think and you ditch like the last 15 minutes of that noise and then go right into late greats.
There's so much less to this than you think.
Which, by the way, we heard late greats as an encore at the Riviera.
You considered featuring that one tonight. I can tell because it's a Ghost of Born track.
Yeah. I had to get a little Ghost is Born shout out.
Yeah. Well, we did it just now.
Yeah. Or Dash 7 could segue nicely into Poor Places again with that.
Oh, my goodness.
White noise kind of blending into the beeping audio sample.
It's my father's voice trailing off, sailors sailing off in the morning. for the air-conditioned rooms at the top of the stairs.
There's, by the way, a great performance of Poor Places on Colbert. They played that on
yes.
Colbert with the quartet.
Oh my goodness. Please go watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dash 7 would be cool to see as an encore just because it would throw us all off. It's super rare to hear that song. So if you have heard it live, you're in the minority. Yeah, any thoughts on that, Lance?
I just love that you chose this. See, this is part of why I like doing this show, because Tweety talks about like bathroom songs, you know, in set lists. And when I hear this album, I don't really pay too much attention to it, sadly, which I tend to really like the deep cuts. This one just has never quite grabbed me, but you choosing it and, you know, kind of like processing it, it's like, yeah, these are the songs that get overlooked. And I'm so glad to take a second look at it. I would love to hear it. And the set list that you're laying out, oh my goodness, that would be amazing. Hopefully, one of these days, you and I will be at a show where, if not Dash 7 is the encore, at least we get to hear it. That would be cool.
That would be cool. I guess we could suggest it, right?
Yeah.
I wonder, I'm always curious why certain songs get left behind. Like that's
seriously.
Honestly, Dash 7 might be my favorite song on that whole album. That opinion could change, but in this moment, I'll go with that.
You just listed several songs from AM, and it always reminds me, like, yeah, it's not a groundbreaking album, but I love it. It's solid. All right, should I do the thing and take us home?
Lance, please take us home. What is your second pick of the night?
I am in the same like brainwave as you, because I've also got a deep cut. This one's been played 25 times over the last 24 years. Comes from Summer Teeth. It is Pie Holden Sweet.
There's a whisper I would like to breathe into your ear, but I'm too scared to get that close to you right now. There are dreams we
Well, so as we've been preparing for season two, I've been reviewing the Wilco books that are out there. Greg Kot's Learning How to Die specifically is one that has kind of reinvigorated my love of Summer Teeth, which I have to confess, it's probably the least listened to Wilco album for me. And that's too bad. This song is a deep cut. And according to WilcoWorld.net, it's only been played 25 times. Daniel Cook Johnson says it's the least played track from Summer Teeth. So kind of like you were saying with Dash 7, if you are one of these people to have heard it, you are lucky. It's credited as having been written by Jay Bennett and Jeff Tweedy. Well, to be honest, a lot of the album has been like not just songwriting, but recording has been credited to Jay Bennett and Jeff Tweedy. But it might be because this is more of a Jay song that it doesn't get played except for special occasions. Greg Kot says, Summer Teeth is widely perceived as the Jay and Jeff album rather than a true band effort. Also, this is kind of a fun fact. This song was recorded at Willie Nelson's studio in Spicewood, Texas in 1997. What's kind of weird to think about, Morgan, is you and I would have been little 10-year-olds while they're recording their third album. That kind of puts into perspective, like, whoa, yeah. Okay, they've been, yeah. Like, we weren't listening to, like, indie rock at age 10. I wasn't. Maybe you were. Yeah, you were.
My parents would play Wilco.
Okay.
And put the boombox up to my mom's belly.
Oh.
So I was listening to Wilco in the womb.
So you were born in 94.
So, yeah, actually.
You had a little, like, in your crib, you had, like, a little set that, like, little Wilco lullabies lulled around your head.
Yeah, instead of, like, like elephants or sheep, it was just, like, the Marina Towers.
That, there was the guitar, there was a Dash 7 airplane. It was
really cool.
Yeah.
So I owe it to my parents.
Wow. You're so cool. All right. On April 23rd, 2022, Wilco played the song. And it was one of those 20th anniversary shows of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I don't know when in the set list this was played. Obviously, it was played after they had played through the whole of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. But Morgan, I was really touched by this. Jeff gets up to introduce this song and he says he shouts out Jay Bennett and he says, I wish
he was here to celebrate this with us. Celebrate all of these songs still being listened to. So this goes out to him wherever he is. We're going to play a few songs that are some of our favorites that we wrote with Jay and the band.
And I liked hearing that because, obviously Jay was kicked out of the band. It seemed like the band and Jay kind of had bad blood. I don't know if they ever really reconciled before Jay's death, but this just felt like a nice honoring of Wilco to Jay Bennett. We will put that link to this YouTube clip in the show notes. It's really cool. It's really cool to hear a modern day Wilco cover this song. If you check out the Piehold and Sweet demo from the deluxe edition of Summer Teeth, which I just bought, by the way.
Of course you did.
Yeah. You can hear this on Spotify. I mean, it's very obvious. You will hear all that Jay contributed to the song. The demo version is just really straightforward. It almost sounds identical to the studio version. But the difference is that you don't hear literally the bells and whistles. And I would say Jay polished this song so well. It's unlike any other Wilco song. Daniel Cook Johnson calls this a multi-layered orchestral mini epic that focuses on a lover confessing infidelity through pillow talk. This song has three different parts. The first part, it's kind of like Beach Boys-y. I've never listened to Van Dyke Parks, but it often gets compared. Beautiful background harmonies from Jay Bennett, John Stewart here. And the lyrics kind of immediately pull you in and intrigue you. The singer says he'd like to get close enough to whisper in their lover's ear, but he's, quote, too scared to get that close to you right now. And then he goes on to reference dreams that the couple might have shared, except he says, you know how I've been untrue. And I'm like, oh, what? And then at that point, the music kind of changes, goes off on this little piano interlude that begins to showcase Jay's contributions. And I don't know what mood this is cultivating, but it's kind of moving away from the wistfulness of the first two verses. And then the third verse goes into a more lighthearted vibe. It's definitely Wilco doing pop. The singer begins to reflect on the beginning of their relationship and the music that's paired with it. It kind of conveys a more innocent period. And the lyric says, whenever we kissed, we were surprised to find so much inside. And it's kind of like capturing that honeymoon phase of a relationship, you know? And then we've got another crescendo with horns thrown in. I think in recent years, a three-person horn section that they go by the Total Pros, they have joined the band multiple times throughout the years. I think this is why the song is such a rarity live, because they like to have the total pros with them when they play it. Here's the really interesting part to me, and this is probably the reason I gravitated towards this song as my choice. I mentioned I've been rereading Greg Kot's Learning How to Die, and I've been listening through the albums start to finish. So I did that with Summer Teeth recently. And I pulled up on Wilco World the lyrics to this song. And this song has an ending set of lyrics that I have never, ever heard. And the lyrics are, and they're, I've never heard them. I don't think you will hear them. The lyrics are, I apologize again and again and again and again, again and again and again.
And again and again.
And I
and again.
I just.
And again.
Like, I just want to raise my hands and say, like, what? Like, that is so cool. That I think that ending changes the entire song. Without that lyric included, you don't get this kind of like groveling nature of the song. The only place where that would fit lyrically would be in the ending part, where it's like this lighthearted kind of carnival-like nature of the song winding down. And we've talked about Summer Teeth, like the dark lyrics being juxtaposed with this
brighter sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what an interesting lyric to pair with such an easygoing vibe. And then I like some questions that have come up for me. I haven't seen anybody write about this. The fact that these are lyrics of the song that they're never performed. Like, why are these lyrics on the website? Are they officially part of the song? Are they canon? Were they discarded? Are we, as the audience, have we been intended to see these?
Add it to the list of questions for Tweety.
I know. I will say Greg Kot has, he mentioned this. This is the only thing that I could find on this missing lyric. He said, Tweety wiped out the third verse to let the music wash over him and the listener as if it could somehow heal them both, which I don't know how I feel about that. To me, it almost conveys like denial or like avoidance. Like this singer is confessing, yeah, I've been untrue. And I could have, you know, it's like, I could have said those words. I apologize again and again and again. But they just like, they are left without saying. Fascinating. This is not a song that on Summer Teeth, when I listened to it, it's never been like one of my favorites. And after this episode, it's very much become one of my favorites.
What's kind of a theme on mm-hmm. these episodes is the more you dig into a song, the more you appreciate it or it even becomes a favorite.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of Piehold and Sweet, I just want to shout this out that in Chicago's Logan Square neighborhood, there's a recording studio, I believe it's still in business, called Piehold and Sweet Sound.
That's right. That's right. Previously in the Ukrainian Village Landmark District of West Chicago, Jay Bennett opened the studio up. Yep.
Yeah. It is now run by a guy named Matt DeWine. So continuing the legacy of Jay Bennett.
Which, you know, yeah, I didn't get any clarity on why this song is called that, but
Piehold and Sweet is actually like the biggest room you can rent at tourists across the street from
okay.
Solid Sound.
It sounded legit. You came in with a lot of confidence.
It's kind of pricey, but
it's the Piehold and Sweet. You're gonna get like it is pricey. It comes with champagne. You're gonna get the band. The band's going to serenade you to sleep.
Sing you lullabies. They tuck you in.
They also bring out a little crib fixture that rotates above you with a guitar mm-hmm. and a Dash 7.
Yep.
Marina yep. Towers. Pretty cool.
It's worth the investment. Some yeah. say it's a little pricey, but check it out.
Check it
next
out.
Next time you're see, trying to snag Solid Sound tickets.
Piehold and Sweet. And be sure to, when you're booking that suite, go ahead and type in the discount Wilco the Podcast 20 and we'll get you 20% off.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it, Morgan. That's season 2, episode 1. I appreciate you taking this seriously and sharing your heart. That the people really appreciate you.
We have always been really great at signing these episodes off. I think it's
What if we just say bye. And then boom, cue the music. Let's do it. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for listening. Bye.